Chapter 5, Section 5.11, Dictation. The Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Listen to the text and write it down.
The term Pre-Raphaelite came into use when the young painters William Holman Hunt and John Everett Millais, criticising the style of Raphael and his followers, rejected the academic taste and classic doctrines and praised the purity and simplicity of the Italian art of the 14th and 15th centuries. The movement began at the end of the 1840s as an attempt to introduce into visual art not only the qualities of medieval Italian painting, but a concern with naturalistic accuracy of detail. The Pre-Raphaelite painters turned their eyes away from the ugly contemporary industrial and urban world and conceived the creation of beauty as a duty owed to society. Both a poet and a painter, Dante Gabriel Rossetti was the strongest personality and organiser of the group, while William Morris's figure was outstanding for the incredibly wide range of his interests. He was a poet, a painter, and a designer of furniture, stained glass and tapestry, besides being one of the founders of socialism in Great Britain. The term, open quotation marks, Pre-Raphaelite, close quotation marks, came into use when the young painters William Holman Hunt and John Everett Millais, criticizing the style of Raphael, and his followers, rejected the academic taste and open quotation marks, classic, close quotation marks, doctrines and praised the purity and simplicity of the Italian art of the 14th and 15th centuries. Full stop. The movement began at the end of the 1840s as an attempt to introduce into visual art not only the qualities of medieval Italian painting, comma. But a concern with naturalistic accuracy of detail, full stop. The Pre-Raphaelite painters turned their eyes away from the ugly contemporary industrial and urban world, comma. And conceived the creation of beauty as a duty owed to society. Full stop. Both a poet and a painter, comma. Dante Gabriel Rossetti was the strongest personality and organizer of the group, comma. While William Morris's figure was outstanding for the incredibly wide range of his interests. Full stop. He was a poet, comma, a painter, and a designer of furniture, comma, stained glass and tapestry, comma, besides being one of the founders of socialism in Great Britain. Full stop.